From the newsroom of The Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. Medical marijuana, which is legal in Oklahoma, is not a prescription. And while it must be recommended by a physician, consumers are free to choose which products they purchase at dispensaries. Unlike at a pharmacy, where a trained pharmacist provides guidance, dispensaries have bud tenders. Today is Monday, April 8th. David Dishman is a business reporter for The Oklahoman and has written a lot about Oklahoma's medical marijuana industry. And David, on Sunday, you wrote about the differences between a pharmacist and a bud tender. And medical marijuana in some ways is treated like a prescription, but in many ways it's not. And what's kind of some of the main differences?
Yeah, so there's a few different differences in between the two. First, when you look at a pharmacy versus a dispensary, there's kind of some changes in what they can and can't do. A pharmacy can only dispense drugs that have been prescribed by a physician. Those come in set amounts, usually with very specific kinds. You can't go behind the counter and pick up a few of this and a few of that. I'm running a little low on that one too, so throw that in the bag. At a dispensary, you can, if you have your medical card that has been, because your doctor recommended you use medical marijuana, you can go in and you can talk with a bud tender. You can choose a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You can try different things to see which works best for you. A lot of these bud tenders recommend you kind of try several different items to kind of self-diagnose what treats your symptoms best.
Yeah. And so you go to that doctor, you're given a prescription, very specific, like you said. When you go to the doctor to get your medical marijuana license, you will tell the doctor what your ailment is, mm-hmm. but he is giving you access to the license. He's not prescribing you a specific variety.
Right. He or she will give you they'll fill out a form saying yes to my understanding as a licensed physician in Oklahoma, this patient would benefit from the use of medical marijuana. And then that patient takes that doctor's note, files it with their application for a medical marijuana license. When that medical marijuana license is accepted, then they can take that license to the dispensary. And that's it. If the doctor is working closely with them, they may suggest certain amounts or something like that. But there's nothing once they arrive at the dispensary to prevent a patient from picking up whatever they wanted there.
Yeah.
Some of these dispensaries will limit how much they sell at a single given time. There's limits to how much one can carry of products with their even with a license, so you can't run around with a truckload full of marijuana if you're just a medical license holder. So some of these dispensaries won't sell all that, but you could also leave one dispensary and go to the next one in town and buy some more if you wanted, or come back the very next day and buy some more. So there's a lot of freedom in that we don't see in when you're making, filling a prescription for your other medical needs at a pharmacy.
Yeah, and this system provides a lot of freedom both for the consumption of medication, which is classified as, also the consumption of marijuana. I mean, before this law, theoretically, if you were consuming marijuana in Oklahoma, that was against the law, but there wasn't a place or a person that was probably offering you a bunch of varieties. And so mm-hmm. going into a dispensary, you have that opportunity. What kind of classification, certification, training is involved in being a bud tender?
So that's another key difference here. If you're going to compare a pharmacy and a dispensary, and that's who's working behind the counter. At a pharmacy, most pharmacists have at least about 6 years of higher education. They generally need at least an associate's degree, and then they go into usually a four-year program of pharmacy school, which is highly intensive in chemistry and biology and a lot of the similar things those subjects that you see in the medical field. And these folks come out highly trained in their subject area. They work closely with doctors a lot. Doctors will work with these pharmacists to ask questions about specific medicines, how they may react to another medicine they're taking, side effects that could be seen, that sort of thing. And then those pharmacists also can answer questions of patients and say, hey, these are common side effects. If you're seeing those, don't worry about it too much. If you're seeing something else, you need to call your doctor immediately, that sort of thing. So there's a much higher level of formal medical training there. On the bud tender side, from talking to some businesses and bud tenders themselves, the key areas that they look for are good customer service, sales experience, friendliness, trustworthiness, because it's a cash heavy business. But there's not much need for a formal medical training. There's a desire to have experience with the product themselves, either as a patient or a grower of marijuana. And so that when you're recommending something to a patient, you can say, hey, I know that this strand of marijuana will make you more drowsy and this one will be less drowsy. So if you're taking it during the daytime, I would recommend this one as opposed to nighttime, I'd recommend this one. Or if you're wanting something edible, I'd point you in the direction of this, that sort of thing. But as far as the medical side of things, if someone comes in with a set symptoms or ailments, they don't have near the amount of medical experience or expertise as pharmacists and other medical professionals.
Yeah, and one of the shifts here is that in the traditional situation of going to a doctor with an issue or condition and being prescribed medication, is the focus is put on diagnosis of what is the issue, and then the doctor prescribes medicine. And this one, it really kind of empowers the patient or the consumer in a way, because once they're given that license, it's kind of up to them, and working with maybe a bud tender to kind of figure out what it is that they what works best for them. Finally, many may remember from last summer that when the rules were left up to the state board of health, that there was an issue with them issuing rules that a pharmacist had to be on hand or things like that. Mm. And that quickly went away to the system we have now. Is this the system that we have? Is there anything, we know that rules were set a few weeks ago. This is the system that's set up right now. Is there any indication that it would change?
At this point, I'm not aware of anything that will change it drastically as far as that goes. We'll see. I know that a lot of what Oklahoma is doing and the way politicians are attacking it are looking at other states to determine what's worked and what maybe they want to tweak, that sort of thing. So we'll see if politicians or folks decide that they want to try and address something like this to make it different than what it is now currently, or if maybe they're happy with the way it's going as is. It's definitely a very different approach between the two. And I, in the story on Sunday, kind of explored this idea of dispensary and pharmacy, because we are calling this medical marijuana. This is technically medicine. And to restrict it in some ways, while keeping it so open and so much freedom for those consumers to choose, seems kind of contradictory on different levels. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But right now, it's very much a retail business model among the dispensaries, and far less than the business model for pharmacies, which is a fee-based model.
Yeah. Well, David, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks.
also making news in The Oklahoman. Two bills in the Oklahoma legislature target the business practices of pharmacy benefit managers, which are large companies that negotiate with drug manufacturers to determine the availability and prices of prescription drugs. A pharmacy benefit manager, or PBM, is a third party that negotiates with drug manufacturers on behalf of health plans. The two bills in Oklahoma would limit their involvement, which supporters say would give consumers more options when it comes to filling prescriptions. Also, the Oklahoma Senate has only confirmed two of the nearly 70 gubernatorial appointments Governor Kevin Stitt has made thus far. The slowdown could be in part due to a Senate working group, but Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat said he expects the pace to pick up now that he has received from the working group recommendations on how to better vet candidates. That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder. See you Tuesday.